You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
It's today's Most Interesting Thing in Tech from Nicholas Thompson, Editor-in-Chief of Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time. From your desktop or phone. Start today, right now. NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 key strategies to grow your profits at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired.
The most interesting thing in tech is that a story just broke that the client list of Clearview AI has been hacked. And that sounds really bad, right? Clearview AI. Super scary AI company that has compiled the database of 3 billion faces. That's bad. Hacking, that's bad. Put that together, it must be really, really bad. Actually, I don't think it's that bad. So what the hackers appear to have gotten is just the client list, meaning here are the police departments, here are the companies, here's whatever that is using Clearview AI. That is information that journalists have been FOIAing, lots of people have wanted. You can actually make the argument that though one never likes hackers, one should never support what hackers do, particularly if they break the law, this is information that is in the public interest to be out there. Also, it doesn't seem like any individuals are going to be harmed by this. Clearly, Clearview, the company, will take a reputational hit, and there are probably some clients that were using it in secret that will take a reputational hit. But do we really worry about the reputational hit to Clearview if you're upset about what they were doing? And do you worry about the reputational hit to the companies that have been trying to hide their relationship with Clearview? So neither of those things seems on its face awful. Though again, to repeat, one shouldn't support hackers, particularly if they break the law. Lastly, though, there is one thing to be concerned about. This suggests that the security at Clearview AI is not great. And for a company that has scraped 3 billion images and compiled them into a massive facial recognition database, you kind of would like their security to be great. So net-net, don't be as concerned about the headline you see today as you might otherwise be. But if this does lead to something really bad, a hacking of their database, which is not what's happened, if it does lead to that, yeah, then worry. See you tomorrow.
Get more great stories from Wired in our daily newsletter. Sign up at wired.com/daily.